We often have new clients that come to us and tell us, well, we've sent out press releases and we never received any requests. And this is what I'm talking about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 181. Yes, almost 200. Scary. 181st, yes, episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relation, is the press release useful? Because yes, this is something we hear quite often. Potential clients or new clients that come to us, and this is what they tell us. Well, we did try send out press releases and it never worked, really. And they come to a PR agency probably because they think they're doing something wrong, which is probably right. But I wanted to talk about these companies because they often have like very, they have the same pattern. So maybe you will recognize yourself. And these companies, most of the time, have invested little in marketing, advertising, and communication, of course, and PR. And it's sometimes they don't even know what is PR. And now they want, you know, they want this to be part of their marketing plan, and they want the magic trick to happen overnight. Of course, they see their competitors getting media attention, getting featured in the press. They see them or their products on social media platforms, in top tier media, and they want to do the same. But they're not ready. Most of the time, I should say, they're not ready to invest the time and money necessary for a public relations agency to develop a proper campaign. They find it all of a sudden way too expensive. So this is what they have in common, these companies. So several things. The first one is they were very often founded long before the internet era. So most of them, and sometimes are big companies, huge companies, super successful. They were very successful. So they're probably more than close to 30 years and more. They have experienced success, a lot of success at a time when competition was low. Few competitors around. That's why they don't understand why, you know, can't go faster, you know. And the third thing, they have very often a limited marketing department, if they have one. I was surprised sometimes to talk to large corporations. They didn't have anyone, no marketing department in-house, internally. Really, that's surprising, but I've seen it a few times. And so why do they contact us? Not just because they have tried to send press release and it didn't work for them. There are some other reasons. They mostly contact us. Why? Because younger companies, often born on the web, companies that are starting to be more visible in their market are starting to take significant market share from them. They see their revenue melting. The second reason, so that's the first reason. The first reason, their competitors are now just not sold online, but whoof, all of a sudden they appear, let's say, in supermarkets. Second, they believe that just one press release is enough to get major interviews. That's why they come to us. They're afraid because all of a sudden they're losing money, they're losing market shares, and they think that, you know, public relations is going to get major articles overnight for them. So these companies believe that in a few months, or what am I saying, sometimes just a few weeks, they will be more visible than their younger competitors who have built themselves on the web, social media, and public relations. And they forget that even if they're young, maybe they've been there or they've been around for more than 5 years, 10, 15 years sometimes, and they build themselves on the web. I've seen it so often. So these companies think what happens is they can't support that they're spending too much money. So they will let their top tier marketing director, like sometimes they have like incredible people they've hired and they feel like they're paying them too much. So they terminate their contracts also, not only with their marketing director, but also with all the agencies they were working with, convinced that, you know, this is a formula that's way too expensive. Something's wrong. It can't be too, it's that expensive and it can't take that much time, if you see where I'm going. And I've seen it more than once. Yeah. On the other end, so what's happening? So their competitors understood, they understood that they needed to invest in their image, promotion, public relations, and partnerships. And sometimes they've worked with brand ambassadors or spokespeople, even with influencers, of course. So, but they've invested a lot, time and money, even those young companies. Takes time. That's the first thing. Remember this, it takes time for the magic to happen. Sometimes you can be lucky, it can happen fast, but if it happens really fast, probably there's a huge budget behind it too. And already some companies have either disappeared. Yeah, those who, you know, don't understand that they need to invest in their marketing, maybe they're no longer there already or are on the verge of disappearing. So I hope you're not one of them, but maybe you're a new marketing director listening to this. So be aware of this. And if you companies that have been there for more than 30 years, if your tolerance isn't sufficient, if you see advertising, public relations, social media as expenses rather than investments, you won't be able to do what your competitors do. Three main things. They keep getting featured and talked about. Your competitors are present with your consumers sometimes and their consumers. They tell their story and share their success. So if you're not investing, this is what these people keep doing. So what I'm saying, if you don't do PR, you just leave them all the space. You're just not even there. So if your customers only see you in the supermarket where your highly visible competitor all of a sudden is on the same shelf side by side with you, with your product, which product do you think they will buy? Especially if it's a new, let's say, tea lover, maybe he doesn't even know you, but he knows your competitor. So my friend, yes, public relations is much more than sending a press release. So when we do send press releases, yes, things happen. And so waiting for someone to contact you, if you don't do anything else after sending it out, well, this is where the magic happens when you work with a PR agencies, because even us, sometimes we send dozens of press releases every week and we know how to grab the media attention. So yes, I invite you to keep listening to this and stop seeing marketing and public relations as an expense. Of course, you need money to grow, but if you never invest enough and you don't do it patiently and you don't take the time necessary to let these effect grow, it's like, you know, the best way to compare this is, you know, if you've never invested money in the bank and you want to have $1 million before you retire and you're past 50, it's gonna take a lot of money to catch up. But if you start investing way before and if you're patient, then there's a compound effect. There's a buildup. And PR and publicity work that way. It's like social media. So when you start, don't stop. Keep investing, keep being visible. It's really like this compound effect. If you start earlier, of course, then you can build on it. If you haven't, you have to be patient and probably invest a lot of money. So voila, my dear PR friends, ami RP, I hope this little podcast was instructive and that you've learned something. And more than anything, I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine.
Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.